VOA Special English Part 1 American Mosaic Passage 1 Leap Year
The month of February usually has 28 days, but this year it has 29. Shirley Griffith explains.
February has an extra day this year because the year 2000 is a leap year. That means that one day is added to the calendar. That day is February 29th, also known as Leap Day. Leap days were added to some years to make the calendar year nearly the same as the time it takes the Earth to travel around the sun. That is exactly 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and a little over 45 seconds. The leap year was first used in the Julian calendar 2,046 years ago. It was developed by the Roman Emperor Julius Caesar. In the Julian calendar, each year contained 12 months, and had an average of 365 1/4 days in a year. This was done by having 3 years of 365 days and 1 year of 366 days, a leap day every 4 years. However, after Julius Caesar died, it was discovered that the priests who wrote the yearly calendars had been adding leap days every 3 years instead of every 4. As a result, no more leap days were added for many years. By 1582, Pope Gregory XIII recognized that the calendar had too many leap days. If this continued, the seasons would start on different days each year. Over time, for example, this would cause the holiday of Easter to move closer and closer to Christmas. So Pope Gregory changed the calendar. It became known as the Gregorian calendar. It is the one that is used most today. Pope Gregory's calendar continued to have leap days every 4 years with an exception. Years ending in 00 were leap years only if they could be divided by 400. So this year is a leap year, but 1900 was not. February 29th, 2000 will be the first leap day in a century year since the year 1600. The next leap day to fall at the beginning of a century will be February 29th, 2400.